I definitely turned it into space junk, dude.
Speaking of things not in the stratosphere anymore, Donald J. Trump, dude.
Oh my god,
we did it.
Not guilty.
We did it,
dude. What if he adopted R. Kelly's "Not Guilty" song?
We did it.
Did you ever hear that song? Where like Jay Z's blowing all the whistles and like. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when they did that collab.
Not guilty, dude.
He's been trying to distance himself.
You never heard that?
No.
Try to charge me because I'm not guilty. And it's like, Jay-Z's blowing a whistle.
Jay-Z.
And he's like, yeah, I did not stab someone either. And my friend here is not a child molester. Buy our records.
Dude, enough of that. We need to discuss one thing.
DJT, dude.
DJT, daddy, dude.
Oh, my God.
Big Zaddy.
He got off.
Zaddy.
So are people even accepting the fact that he got off?
No, there's no chance they'll accept this.
So what's the deal?
This is all I got from it. Is all these fucking pussies were wrong. I've been calling O'Connor all day.
Oh, it's so funny.
O'Connor and me have been fighting for 2 years now. Every time we would
about
get
the
drunk,
Russian probe.
We would get drunk and he would come home and talk about how we need to go to war with Russia and Trump colluded with Russia. Every time we got drunk. And I was like, just give me one piece of evidence and I'll agree.
He couldn't bring it up?
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful.
I mean, dude,
he's still holding on to it. They're all still holding on to it.
Saying like,
yeah.
I mean,
now they're turning on Mueller.
They think Mueller's...
Yeah.
Mueller?
Yeah.
They're thinking that Mueller's part of... I mean, that now they're getting into like alt-right...
yeah, they're in conspiracy.
Like, conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's like one of the big ones that Mueller is like been like all along on the fucking dream team.
You think he's been part of the Trump squad?
That's what people say.
That's a tight-knit squad. The Trump squad?
Oh, yeah.
People that aren't all in, dude, they get fucking
ousted. So what happened
ousted.
To Cohen? Cohen got fucking ousted.
I don't know anything.
Or he's falling the sword.
I don't know anything at all other than Trump daddy continues
not
to
guilty,
win.
Dude. Well, it's just so funny because they're so propagandized that like no matter what the outcome is, someone's going to be like, bullshit, they fucking set him up. And then they're like, he got off with his connections.
Yeah, but
he fucking paid off NBC,
pretty funny.
Dude. He paid off NBC, hit his N-word tape, paid off the fucking Kremlin, dude. So now he's free from Russian collusion.
Yeah, but also he's bankrupt and has no money. You got to keep that in mind too. The same people that are like, yeah, he's just buying all these people. It's like they're also like, he has no money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's a fraud,
dude. I was
it's like, yeah, he's a fucking lunatic, but.
Well, dude, I was sitting here today. I was in my car. I'm driving, dude. And I'm starting to, like, run down all of the presidents I've known in my lifetime. I haven't liked one yet.
Yeah, you should.
I haven't fucking liked one yet.
Why would you?
I don't know. That's what's weird
to me. I liked W after 9/11 for a while.
You were stoked
man.
On W?
I was stoked on W.
I was too young. After 9/11 happened, I couldn't appreciate the gravity of it. I remember literally, I was, like, pretty stoked on getting out of school for, like, four years afterwards.
9/11 was the shit.
Yeah, I got, but I was like, that happened. I remember I just didn't like George Bush. I was like, I was a youngster. I didn't have any good reason. It was probably I got brainwashed by like late night talk shows.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, yeah, fuck him, dude. He's fucking evil. Fuck that guy.
And then Obama came around. I hated him at first. At first, I was like, this is the corniest shit I've ever seen.
You hated him?
I hated it.
See,
because I was in college. So everybody was like, walking around with like hope and change t-shirts and shit. I was like,
you guys
are
weird.
He's just saying this. You know this, right?
Yeah, come to think of that, that was, like, real fucking weird.
What a gay time to be in college. Right now, definitely is worse.
Oh, for sure.
Because now you're fighting the system, dude. Now you're resisting.
Well, that's my thing.
Back then, everybody was on the side of the system. They were like, yes, our president is the fucking best. We did it.
Wasn't that weird,
it was weird.
Though? It's weird to... I mean, I'm sure it's happened before. But to be, like, around at that time, we're like, it's all fine. You're literally, you're putting that on the president.
Yeah.
So any president gets in, I'm like, what's this motherfucker up to?
But
had people tricked to where it was like, and the change is coming now. Everyone wait.
And
it was
change is here. We did it, America.
It was literally like, I mean, I was thinking about it today, the healthcare thing. It's like, you know, I got to go to, like, experimental dentists. For free. That was fucking
that's
sick, dude.
Awesome.
The fucking guy fucked my tooth up, but that was awesome. Dude, then I started, I'm like, I haven't liked anyone. The only thing that bothered me about Obama is how people, like, just, like, try to hype up his cult of personality where he was, like, cool.
Yeah, he's cool, man.
He's a cool person. It's like,
he's
a
cool.
fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's a dork.
That was pure, like, he's a black dude, he's cool. It's like, no, he's a fucking nerd. He's a constitutional lawyer from Harvard.
Yeah.
He's a fucking nerd.
First time I saw him shoot a basketball after, like, everybody being like, he's so good at basketball. I saw him shoot it. I was like, all right, this is gay. What the fuck are we talking about? They're like, he played high school basketball. He was, like, the sixth man on a team in Hawaii. He was the one black dude on the island, and he still couldn't crack the starting five. He stunk. Obama stunk at basketball. Far, nothing but pretty much nothing but victories this week.
Figured that.
And then today, check the news. Trump dog's innocent.
Acquitted, dude. Acquitted.
They're trying to flip that hard right now. They're working hard. Like, CNN is working real hard to be like, no, we weren't wrong.
Yeah, I know, dude.
For the last 2 years, we weren't wrong.
Yeah, isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah.
Shit.
They can't just come out and be like, the summary that they provided of this report is that there's no collusion.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the same thing happened when Hill Dog was on the fucking Iron Cross, dude. And, like, Hill Dog got away, and everyone was like, God damn it. And it was just like, you know.
Hill Dog
we tried.
Slithered out.
Yeah, people did keep that going. They're like, oh, this is crazy. They fucking Benghazi. They got to get it for Ben. They got to get it.
Yeah, I support Hill Dog with Benghazi.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What was the move?
Nothing. They didn't do anything. They knew. I think they knew there was going to be an attack. I don't think.
See,
Hill Dog could possibly have been held responsible for that. She was just the head of.
They knew there was an attack, but didn't they not pull them out or something?
Yeah, it's all.
If that were me, I'm just saying. If I was Hill Dog, I'd be like, get me a fucking helicopter, drop me down. I'm going to die with my boys. That's what I would do.
I'm not going to let these guys at this
I'd go down in history, bro.
Yeah, as the ultimate.
Like, been there. If I'm Secretary of State, I've obviously had some threesomes already. So it's like, I did that. Well, I have a ton of money. Drop me down. Let me fucking.
Let me lead from the front.
Let me fucking lead from the front, bro. That's what I would. I mean, that's just me, dude.
That's you.
I also probably would have had a fucking fake email server, too, though, so I can't talk shit on that. She had a burner, dude. I mean, I'd be definitely setting up deals with fucking Saudi princes and shit, dude. As soon as, if you give me any power, I will fucking use it for corrupt purposes.
Of course.
I will. I wouldn't run for that. Be like, look, I'm definitely going to get up to some real shady fucking shit. Really nuts homeless person. It'll be like a black dude walks in and it's just like, blah, 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 yelling a bunch of, this is a fucking insane person. Yeah. And you'll see people like,
what can we do?
It's like, dude, this guy's nuts. Kick him the fuck out. It's like,
Matt,
you'll be fine.
Think of the oppression.
Yeah, but it's like, this guy's like, crazy.
Nah, this is a Starbucks right now.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, well, it's funny because people are just sitting there and there's like, and like, this guy's in here. He's like fucking screaming at people and shit. I'm like, this guy's unhinged. It's not like it's like a fucking lawyer coming in. You're like, be gone. Be gone.
Dude, how pissed, speaking of that voice, how pissed do you think O'Connor and his dad are right now?
Oh,
that
dude.
Trump dogs. I called Chris.
His dad slammed the desk, bro.
I tried to leave a
voicemail. Dr. Claw, full.
Yeah. Christopher?
Get back here now.
Do you believe this? Our political enemies are innocent. We tried to frame them, Christopher, but our political enemies slipped through the cracks again.
I got to read up, dude. I got to read up on the Mueller.
It's, I think, Barr is the name of the person who summarized the report. The full report hasn't come out yet.
Well, I think what's actually...
One of Trump's dogs summarized the report already. It was like, nothing. And that's what people are running with.
Dude.
It's pretty sick.
I mean, from what I understand, we're pretty clearly like invading Venezuela for oil.
Hell yeah.
And like gearing up to like strip Africa of all of its mineral rights. That's kind of what we're really up to right now. In the meantime, it's just kind of like, wait, do the Russians get in there or not?
Did the Russians use our internet? Did the Russians steal our fucking Wi-Fi or not? I had a cool Game of Thrones titled Wi-Fi that they stole.
Yeah, dude. She's sick, dude. I'm stoked on her.
Failing New York Times, dude.
I'm stoked on her.
About Trump Daddy's LeBron tweet.
Dude, I woke up to that and I was like,
How do you feel about that, man?
Everyone needs to go on a fucking media blackout for like 2 days. I mean, I watched it. I saw that and I'm like, eesh, that was bad. Watched the interview. I'm like, they're fucking talking shit on him, man. Someone put up a fucking 5 minute segment just talking, 12 minute segment. It was like LeBron went on trying to, he was talking about his new school that he's doing, second and third grade. And hopefully it'll be first to eighth in 2022.
That's so nice.
Be on the lookout for that, Akron, Ohio. But he went on, you know, he was like, wants to talk about his school. And Don Lemon's like, you called Trump a bum, right? What's up with that? And like, you see him kind of like, he's like, would you run for president?
Don Lemon's such a fucking pussy.
He's
dude.
Such a bitch, dude.
I hate that guy.
Don Lemon's Asian, first of all. So I'm looking at him, like, this motherfucker looks Asian. I don't know, but I'm looking at him like, he looks fucking
like
Asian.
Does he look like Muslim Brotherhood, Planet of the Apes?
No. He looks like a. He looks like Trevor Noah's brother.
He does.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He like
that interview with him and that fucking sheriff is so funny. The black, the equalizer sheriff?
Yeah. Clark, oh, yeah, the guy who's Clark. Like, you come to me.
Yeah, he's like, you need to respect blue lives.
But he...
That was after the Dallas shooting.
Yeah, I remember that. But he came in, so he's like asking LeBron all this stuff, and he was like, He's like, would you run for office? Would you? And he's like, nah, yeah, nah. Like all those guys, like, nah, not. He's like,
yeah.
What if no one else would run, only Trump, and it was up to you to stop? And he goes, you see LeBron like doing a lot of those smiles, like, okay, bud, like,
yeah, you're fucking with my endorsements now, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've been pretty family friendly this whole time, so I could get a lot of money from white people.
You're well, apparently, fucking somebody my shit sprayed up. The N-word on LeBron James' house.
Yeah, somebody did
in Ohio. Someone found King James Castle, dude, and was like.
Yeah, while he was, or I think it was, he was either in California when it happened mm-hmm. or in Ohio, and you it think happened to a house in California.
Wait, what?
He has multiple houses. It was at a house when he was on the road at one point.
Someone hit him in Cali.
Somebody hit the gate at his driveway. Which, shit. I don't know. Every time I hear those, I'm always like, that's interesting. I wonder who did that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's definitely a lot of white people that would do that.
They're dying. They're shaking cans yeah. all day. Like, what, is that LeBron James' house? Sweet. But that's got to be sick in, like, the neo-Nazi tagging community. Like, everyone's tags just the N-word. Like, what do you write? Like, I write the N-word. Like, sweet.
Just swastika. Yeah. Swastika, N-word. That's my thing.
There's still the shit swastika is still the Banksy of fucking
shit
Nazis.
Shit swastika started all this. I know. That really did. It started Black Lives Matter.
It did.
Shit swastika in Missouri. That's what we God, have to thank for all this, was one shit swastika in a bathroom in Missouri.
But yeah, man, that was I woke up to that, had to watch the fucking interview, and I was like, ah, man, dude.
Trump did close that tweet strong, though.
What did he say?
He was like, I like Mike.
I like, yeah, that was the diss. I like Mike.
He's it's a Michael Jordan fan.
Well, you know, his approval rating's up from 15, whatever. Well, it's up to like 30% among, or it's up 30% among black people.
Among black people?
Yeah. Like, say it was like 5, now it's like 15 or something. It's jumped a lot. According to whatever graph.
According to him.
According to Candace, whatever her name is.
It's funny to be like, hell yeah, 15%.
I mean, it's sick to hire a company that does statistics and be like, all right, yeah, you're going to look for equalizers. Like,
you got to find some equalizers. If they're wearing a sweater vest, call them.
Yeah.
Because they're black autistic guys, so yeah. Chances are.
Or a lot of button downs. I watch my equalizer on YouTube, and a lot of them are just like a fresh, like they dress like African dudes, like a sick button business cash dude. And like, a lot of them get out of the army, and they're just kind of like, okay, I'm a fucking equalizer. I mean, technically, that's how you make them. That's how the equalizer was made. He got out of the army and was like, I'm going to read books and teach these fucking young thugs how to do it. He's like, you better paint those bricks, boy.
Yeah, man, that tweet closing with "I like" that's all he should have said.
Yeah,
instead of the whole thing shitting on Don Lemon and LeBron, well, he should have just tweeted Michael Jordan's the best basketball player ever.
He could have.
That would have been hilarious.
Well, there's theories that say his Twitter shit is just to cover up with the military. Like, if anytime the military is going to do something wild, he tweets a bunch of controversial shit, and the news gets hung up on it. So, I was thinking about this today. I read a thing today, but I scanned a thing about like. Intelligence officers getting murdered in some country, and I was just like, skip, and I was like, oh, fuck. Trump called him an idiot, and I was like, fuck.
Whoa, that's racist.
Nobody talks about what the internet, no one has any idea what the military's been up to. Everyone's just like, oh, dude, there's a black chick. Me?
You're all over it.
I try.
You know
I follow. I follow Grand Greenwald. I follow Glenn Greenwald.
How's that going?
It's just him being like, Bush killed hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, for sure.
It sucks, dude. I hate that. I hate that so much.
Yeah, that tweet. And then he closed the other tweet last week with, like, your favorite president.
That was pretty funny. It's weird that he doesn't drink. All this would make so much more sense if he was kind of hammered.
If he was getting shit-faced and tweeting every night. Yeah, that would make sense.
He like, goes full force.
Yeah, he shouldn't be talking shit to Don Lemon and
How mad do you think he gets? When, like, he sees LeBron being like, I call Trump a bum, because, like, you know, like, he's just sitting in his bed like, motherfucker, give me my phone. They're like, no,
I wonder. I wonder if he flies off the handle or he's just, like.
Laughing, just kind of like.
Loser.
Well, I was watching it being like, are they dumb? Because I wanted to know, and I'm like.
Is Don Lemon and LeBron dumb?
Yeah, I was like, are they dumb? LeBron's a fucking. He's a basketball. He's an athlete. So I'm like, I'm not expecting him.
College.
Yeah,
but I think LeBron's pretty smart.
He's not a. He seems. He's not a total idiot. But like some of the stuff I was. It's like this podcast.
He's a fucking genius for the NBA.
I listen to this podcast and I hear myself say shit sometimes, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he's a normal dude. But it's funny that Trump was like, the only person dumber than LeBron is Don Lemon. It's like, Don Lemon's not that dumb.
Don Lemon's definitely not dumb.
Yeah.
But there's, like, watching them capitalize on Trump.
Yeah.
Like, their entire company is based on talking shit on Donald Trump, who is a monster that they created. Is so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, during his campaign and all that, every headline, they were like, they created him.
Yeah, like, he sucks. And everyone, yeah, exactly.
They created him, and now they're making money off of.
Yeah.
Well, dude, sensationalizing everything.
Because I was trying to figure out if they're actually doing as bad as he says. And that video, it was LeBron James interview on CNN. 700,000 views. It's not that many, bro.
You know who got more than that? Firefighter sketch.
Yeah, seriously. How much you guys up to?
It's probably a million by the end of today or tomorrow.
Dude, LeBron James interviewed on CNN.
That'll be at like 10 million.
It will. And maybe, yeah. Maybe I was looking at one of those offshoots. You know, some people snag it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be
crazy. I take that back.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's it. Then again, we'll see.
Maybe CNN's failing. What do you think of that?
That's what I was trying to figure out. But now that I think about
trying to figure out if CNN's failing.
That could have been a Russian.
I think CNN's doing well.
Probably. I was thinking about that too. I think it might have been a Russian bot.
I think the CNN has to be killing it. Everybody's into politics now.
I would think they do well. But then again, dude. Yeah, I wonder who advertises with them. You think Budweiser pulled? They were like, what? What are you talking about?
Who do you think Budweiser's siding with? Didn't Budweiser come out with an immigrant commercial?
Yeah, they did.
I think Budweiser went liberal.
Well, they all play both sides. That's
Yeah. They also had America cans.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, well, this is for the white trash, and here's our TV spot to...
Immigrants! Dude, it was pretty wild.
Tip of the spear, you see, Trump Daddy might listen to the cast.
Why?
He was all about going to Mars after that Gerbys episode.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You serious?
Yeah, he had a sick tweet. He put fucking NASA on blast.
What'd he say?
He was like, yo, NASA. No, he was like, for how much money we give NASA, they should stop worrying about going to the moon. We already did that. They should be going to Mars, which includes the moon. That was a tweet. Sick tweet.
What do you mean? What does he mean? It includes the moon?
I don't know. I don't think he knows.
Well, we know.
Like, guys that run. What, like guys that distract them?
No, like in a barrel. The whistle blew, people run out and like wrangle them down. Who won?
I think the deaf team. Dude, deaf teams are fucking sick at sports.
What's nice about that is they win. You'd be like, you know, you got to let them win.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to throw them a bone. They're retarded.
Yeah, they're retarded. We played
retarded kids.
A deaf team in 7-on-7 in football. Yeah. And they
like a viral
they
video
didn't have a snap
like,
count. They would just, because it was all silent. They didn't call plays. You just hear them like.
It's like an ant colony. A viral video.
It's like an ant colony, dude. They're probably like perfectly in tune with each other.
So they weren't. They were just going up the line and, like, and they were just bursting.
And they
were
going to dude.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, the deaf. If you organize the deaf, it's dangerous. That could be our defense against China with the Chinese.
You got to cut their hands off. That's my
the fucking
look,
African warlord.
You're right. If elected, I promise I will cut off the left hand of every deaf person in this country. And give it to somebody who needs it.
Yeah, true.
A veteran.
No, they need their hands more than... Yeah. No, they're not blind.
We're cutting,
blind
off, we're cutting off deaf people's hands and using them as feet for the veterans.
It's a good policy, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's what the guy with the eye patch is running on.
They will try. They will try anything to get rid of Trump. You could be a Democratic candidate.
His fucking future. The guy with the eye patch doesn't have a strap.
Crenshaw. Yeah,
he's just got it fucking taped in there.
Yo.
Have you seen him?
No,
it's like a futuristic eye patch.
Stop.
Yeah, the dude without a fucking eye.
He has a strapless eye patch.
It's just a black thing that's
it's
attached
like a pasty?
To his face. Yeah, it's like a pasty.
Oh, nice.
And he just reminds everyone he was a vet. That's his whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The guy that made Pete Davidson apologize to him.
Is he definitely... Like, I need to see eye charts on that, dude.
I hear you.
It's just too good a timing for an eye patch fucking politician.
It's just too good.
Why do you lose your eye in Iraq? Like, oh, we got into a sword fight on the plank. And, you know, one of the... his parrot fucking came at me. And I
wonder if it happened, like, in a Christmas tale. I wonder if it happened, like, in a Christmas tale. Like, careful, kid. And he was like, ah, shit.
He shot his eye out. Christmas tale.
Dude, did you watch the, did you catch the debates?
I haven't watched it.
Have you seen some of the fallout with like people? Did you hear like Mel Harris lied about listening to Tupac in college?
That was a long time ago though.
Huh?
That was like 7 months ago.
When she got busted? That's hilarious.
That's a big lie.
She was lying about listening to Pac?
It was also sort of misrepresented too, because it was part of a longer interview, and she was like, sure. She said she smoked weed in college, and then later in the interview, she said, you know, they were like, what kind of music did you used to listen to? And she said, I don't know, like Tupac and stuff. So like it's like not as much of like a lie.
I thought she said it at the debate. She's like, I smoked weed and listened to
it. If it happened again, I didn't see it. It was like an interview Breakfast Club.
I'm so excited to see whoever they trot out that just gets butt fucked by Trump daddy, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, Cory Booker was like, he claimed to live in the hood. They all came out like, what are you going to do about tax? He's like, well, I live in a low income, crime ridden area. And it's like, dude. And no one answered any question. That's like the pure like sociopath Olympics. Like, what are you going to do about the budget? They're like, well, let me tell you about this. And like, what I'm running on is jobs. Mm-hmm. I love jobs.
I was just in Omaha, like, Nebraska, and I met a nurse. She works hard. So think about that. It's like, great, dude. Bring out Trump. Be like, you're fat. You're ugly. Ugly, debunked.
You have to come out and say something. Like, you have to like be afflicted somehow. You should have to come out and be like, let me tell you, my whole fucking family died on the way here. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to turn this economy around.
Right. Well, Biden tried to play that card, which is like way more tragic than being like a light-skinned black guy that's had a great career in politics. So he's like, my whole family's been tragically killed, you know?
Yeah.
And then people are like, boo! That's not enough! Do gay shit! Do something fucking gay!
Well, Biden has, like, Kennedy genes. Everyone in his family died.
Yeah, yeah. Wife, daughter, son.
Pretty much. He's last man standing.
Yeah, let him touch women. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, I'm waiting to take...
You're very against
that.
You know what he should do? I'm very pro-Biden touching people.
I think he's fine.
He should be like, you smell like my daughter. like my daughter.
He probably is saying shit like that.
You smell exactly like my daughter who died.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to meet to that, but what's that?
Have you seen the tapes of him like groping people and
stuff? Yeah, I think it's blown out of proportion.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think it's blown out of proportion.
Would you ever grab a 9-year-old right here?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you move him around.
I told you that time I groped that kid.
That was accidental.
That was I've said it before. I was out with my girlfriend. We were like taking babysitting these people and these kids. And I walked up to the group, and I'm taller than everyone. So like I just saw a girl with blonde hair, and I thought it was my girlfriend. And I stood directly behind her and put my hand like that, like on her, like under her tits, like on the ribs. And then I looked up and saw my girlfriend. And I was like, oh no! And it was a little kid. It was a young girl. it was a young girl.
But there's not like a compilation of 13 minutes of you doing that.
I would.
everyone gets one, I guess. He has like millions,
dude. I don't know. If I hang out with my girlfriend long enough, I'll fucking start wanting to grab ass.
What do you think? That Joe Biden wants to fuck 9-year-olds?
Yes.
Yes.
Robert De Niro is also a pedophile.
Now that I think about it,
I came here specifically to call Robert De Niro a pedophile in his backyard, dude. Mm-hmm. Freaking out about, what's his face? Weinstein now?
Yeah.
We're on the record like 9 years ago being like, you got to separate the art from the artist, dude. Polanski's the shit. Same fucking people.
Yeah, but that still can be a take. You can be like, oh, you shouldn't fuck kids, but also Rosemary's Baby.
I'm on that page. They're like, Louis C.K. can't perform anymore. It's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, it's a workplace safety issue. It's a workplace safety issue. You could slip on his cum and break your neck.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that on the way down. Dude, every time I see skyscrapers, I fantasize about just owning one, obviously, and like what I would do with it. And I was thinking how I'd get one and just
threaten Superman?
Huh?
Yeah. Just sit at the top?
Oh, I was thinking how I would have it and just have it like emit like a viscous goo out of the top. Oh, like cum. I was thinking about that earlier. My skyscraper would be like shamelessly phallically shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And it would like shoot a mist of cum out every day at like 7:30. and then I would just shoot like $100,000 out of the top.
This is what would beat Trump in the debates. This is what people don't realize.
This is exactly the playbook to beat Trump.
It is what he'd be like, well, you know, I would do that too. It's like, well, you already have a skyscraper.
Why didn't you do it yet?
Where is your cum skyscraper? If you're supposed to have
we're
it,
working on it. We're working on it.
If things are different.
Thank you. Very
you know,
low energy.
A lot of
not my type, but.
Dude, you see Trump raped a chick,
brutal.
And it was like, not
brutal.
My fucking type, dude.
But did you see her on Anderson Cooper?
Yes,
though?
She was like, people I mean, think rape's sexy.
She's just Gary like, Busey.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial.
She's yeah, like, rape is sexy. Rape is a sexy thing to see.
Okay, we are going to go to commercial. We're going to let you finish that statement when we come back.
You know, when people think about rape, they think
he's
about
on his
all the
like,
fantasies.
He's on his, like, 10th allegation. He's literally...
He's undefeated, dude.
He's yeah. blindfold Tom
He's the Mike
Cruise.
Tyson
He's blindfold
rape.
With a bow staff on those
I guess
things.
Mike Tyson like, was Mike Tyson of rape.
I love it. And then the next week, he goes to like hang out with Kim Jong Un in North Korea.
Yeah, he crawls. The message is there like, this is a historic moment. And Trump's just like, this is it. Yeah. Just steps across the border. Like, it's. He's,
film this. Film it on your phone.
Yeah, man. Every year, every time they come out, I'm like, all right, someone's going to come up with something and I'll go vote. And I just watch them all like, and I'm like, all right, I'm another 4 years.
There, honestly, though, there hasn't been one clip of Trump that I haven't been like, oh, like every single thing he does. I'm just like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be hilarious if he got shot. The whole bit would be hilarious. Everything he does is hilarious. Mm-hmm. No matter what he does, crossing the border was funny. Because he wears these long, goofy suits. Everything he does. He was that fucking thing with George Stephanopoulos was fucking hilarious. Somebody coughed while he was giving a response in an interview, and he's like, stop the fucking tape. If you're going to do that, go outside. And Stephanopoulos was like, that's your Secretary of State. He's like, get him out of here. There's one part. The best part by far is he's like, I want to show you something. This is very nice. And he holds up the new designs for Air Force One. He painted the plane. He's like, it's red, white, and blue this time. Very patriotic, a lot of guys. And then he points it. He looks straight at the camera and goes. Like, he holds it up and is like. He poses for a picture at the camera mid-interview. Oh. And they're like, have you done anything different with the White House? He's like, a lot of flags. A lot of flags. There weren't many flags here before. There are flags.
Yeah, that's like the first lady's job is to decorate the White House.
It's the only thing
he's like,
doing.
I'm going to do it.
It's the only
I'm
thing
gonna
he's doing.
I'm going to take that one is decorating.
I'm mad Mitt Romney didn't win. His first lady had a nice cause.
Romney?
She was going to make equine therapy more available to people.
What, horse?
It's like the richest shit you can think of. Yeah.
Horse therapy?
She was like, I love equine therapy. It's like the richest shit you can do.
Damn. They're going to bring horses down
it's like,
to
like, if you're sad, you're like, you just rent a horse and you're like, oh, and you just ride it around. Like, I feel better now. She was trying to bring that to people.